6 out of 10 independent restaurants will fail or change hands within their first 3 years. That number comes from a longitudinal study by Ohio State University, and it is not a scare tactic, it is a diagnostic. The restaurants that close are not always serving bad food. Many of them never answered one foundational question before they opened their doors. Who exactly is this place for? Jose, that question is the difference between a passion project and a profitable business. A great menu is table stakes. A clearly defined identity is the engine. Think of two taco shops on the same street, same price point, similar food. One is packed every night, the other closes in 18 months. The difference is almost never the recipe, it is the concept. One owner knew precisely who their customer was, what experience they were selling, and why someone would choose them over every other option nearby. That clarity is called a unique selling proposition, or USP. Your USP is not a tagline. It is the answer to a brutally honest question. Why would someone drive past three competitors to eat at your restaurant? Before you sign a lease or hire a single cook, you need that answer locked in. A mission statement built around your USP then acts as a filter. Every financial decision, every menu addition, every hiring choice gets tested against it. If it does not serve the mission, it does not make the cut. Now, once your concept is defined, you need to stress test it against reality. That is where a feasibility study comes in. A feasibility study is what separates a hobbyist's dream from a viable business opportunity. It forces you to examine your target market, your competition, your projected revenue, and your startup costs before a single dollar is spent. Research published in the Harvard Business Review found that entrepreneurs who write a formal business plan are 16% more likely to achieve business viability. 16% is not a small edge in an industry with a 60% failure rate. The key idea here is that the business plan is not paperwork. It is your first operational decision. It reveals whether your concept can actually generate enough revenue to survive, and it gives lenders and investors a reason to trust you with capital. Location is where many otherwise solid concepts collapse. The instinct is to chase visibility, a corner spot on a busy boulevard, a space inside a popular mall. But accessibility often matters more than visibility. A restaurant that is hard to park at, difficult to find on a map, or inconvenient to reach on a Tuesday night will struggle regardless of foot traffic counts. And here is the number that restaurant business experts consistently point to: your total occupancy cost, rent, taxes, insurance, and common area fees should not exceed 6 to 10% of your gross sales. That is the magic ratio. If your projected annual revenue is $500,000, your occupancy cost should stay under $50,000 per year. Exceed that threshold, and even a full dining room may not save you. Remember, a prime location that eats 12 or 15% of your revenue is not an asset. It is a slow leak. The takeaway from all of this, Jose, is that success in the restaurant industry is not built in the kitchen first. It is built on paper first. A clearly defined USP gives your restaurant a reason to exist in a crowded market. A rigorous feasibility study tells you whether that reason is financially sound. A disciplined approach to occupancy costs keeps a great location from becoming a trap, and a formal business plan, according to the Harvard Business Review data, measurably increases your odds of survival. For example, a restaurateur who spends 2 months writing a detailed plan before opening will likely outperform one who spends those same 2 months decorating the dining room. The concept and the foundation are not the boring part of starting a restaurant. They are the whole game. Get those right, and everything that comes after, the menu, the staff, the marketing, has solid ground to stand on.